This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week we're into nutrient management for those vegetable gardens and those flower beds and borders. It's time that you might consider a booster shot, if you will, of nitrogen for those plants. We're talking once again with K-State horticulturist Ward Upham on side dressing those vegetables and ornamental flowers. When we use this term side dressing, just to be specific, Ward, what exactly does that mean?
So that means you're actually fertilizing those plants not just at planting, but also during the growth phase. Now, if you're using organic fertilizers, such as something that has a lot of manure compost or something like that, most of this won't be necessary. You just watch the plants. They start to get a little yellow, then you may have to side dress them as well. But if you're using chemical fertilizers like most people use, often side dressing can make a real big difference in how they do.
Well, let's break this into two parts along those very lines, if we might. Your vegetable garden, there's a handy reference that folks can use, right?
That's right. And it lists all the different vegetable crops. It also lists annual flowers as well as a group. And it tells you not only the crop, but how much to add, when to add it, how many times to add it, all that type of thing. The easiest way to find this is actually do a search. And you want to do a search on side dressing. So that's side and dressing, but as one word. And then the person that wrote it was Greg Istone. And so also add the word Istone. And so it's I and stone, again, is one word. So it'll be side dressing, Istone. When you do a search on that, that first link should come up to be what you need.
And what they'll see is a list of criteria for side dressing, the timeline, the rates of application, so forth?
All of that type of stuff. So a lot of our crops, vegetable crops, they may only need to be fertilized once. But there are others, such as tomatoes, that are actually fertilized several times. Usually with tomatoes, you fertilize at planting. And then again, when that green fruit reaches full size before it changes color, a third time after you pick the first fruit, and then again 1 month later. However, it's easy to overdo this stuff. And so you don't want to fertilize like every week. Sometimes you have people that fertilize tomatoes every week. What you end up in that case is you're going to end up with a very large, very nice plant and no fruit.
You're stimulating plant growth, but not reproductive processes.
That's right. You're stimulating that vegetative growth, but not fruit production. So don't overdo it. Just put on what is recommended, and that will keep those plants going and keep them producing.
What about the product selection, though, Ward? One needs to be somewhat particular here, don't they?
You do. What you're after is a nitrogen fertilizer. Now, if you look at a fertilizer bag, they're always going to have three numbers on it. And what you're after is that nitrogen, that first number. So what you want is a fertilizer where that first number is larger than the other two. And as far as how much to add, just read the bag and put on what they recommend. Now, if you have a hard time finding a fertilizer that's high in nitrogen, you can use a lawn fertilizer. They are often very high in nitrogen without much of the other nutrients, and that'll work just fine. Just makes absolutely sure it doesn't have any weed preventer or weed killer in it. But it'll work fine if it doesn't have those two products.
And once more, your application intervals will vary with the vegetable crop in question.
That's right. It all depends on what crop you're talking about. Now, annual flowers are a little bit different deal. So like all other crops, you're going to fertilize at planting. Then wait 4 to 6 weeks and side dress. And then side dress again every month thereafter. And so you're just hitting them once a month once you get past that first month. And that'll keep them going. That'll keep them growing well. Just make sure that you're watering them as well. If you don't water them, they're not using that fertilizer. And that can build up and cause some damage if you fertilize without having them growing.
Please check out this fact sheet that K-State Research and Extension has put together. It'll give you all you need to know about side dressing those vegetables or those ornamental flowers. Ward, thanks for the tips right here.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University with us. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.